The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your... You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show, an online gaming radio.
Time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
do. I'm just glad I got my ale.
Get it started!
Back off! I got it in a tongue, I'm not the fate to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational
by the ghost of Jim Henson. I know it!
Hello, everyone. This is the Gentle Silverwing Show for the 24th of July, 2012. I am your host, Gentle Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, the girl, the burning of a lord, the tail of armors, the destroyer of dragons, the scourge of Sky Shrine, the reason we have immature audience warning at the top of the show.
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel, OGR, on the Antonia Bale server. That's up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Gentle's parodies, Elquin's videos, much, much more, get all of our social links. You can find them at kithycore.org. You know what today is?
Tuesday.
Very good. And it's Kinos Rising, I'm telling you. We got a brand new Kinos. See, do I have brand new Kinos music? Let me see here. I might have something.
I wouldn't say it's a brand new Kinos.
Well, it's an updated Kinos.
It's a spiffier looking Kinos.
It's a spiffy Kinos.
With a huge, gigantic castle.
Huge, huge tracts of land. Well, not really tracts of land, but... Okay. So we got brand new Kinos. We have updated textures. Not quite the update that Freeport got.
Well, you kind of remember, Freeport was in total and utter turmoil.
It was wrecked! Yeah,
Lucan had been kidnapped. Mm-hmm. There was sanctions trying to take over the city. His citadel had fallen and was in pieces. I mean, there was chaos. It was terrible.
I understand the one survivor of the crash that was found in the rubble died today.
That long, huh?
It took him that long. Actually, what happened was Lucan was actually keeping him alive, trying to get information from him. Who did you see? What do you know? I know nothing. Let me die, please. No! Ha, 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 ha. Because Lucan is a fucked up bitch. Anyway.
I see Cade.
And I see Cardell.
Cade just stopped and waved at me.
Cardell just stopped and waved at me. Oh, I see you're right behind me. I didn't notice that.
I am?
Yeah, you're right behind me. I'm sitting in the ground here looking I'm looking at the grass, basically, because, well, the new Kinos is a little laggy. That's probably because there are 84 people in the zone.
Well, I'll get checking off my dragon. He's all fire-breathing and everything.
Yeah, there's a lot of people checking out the zone, and there is lots to see. I haven't gone... I just got home from work. I just got home from work, so I haven't had a chance to go out and explore things for myself. I see SO Emote is not live.
Oh, there's Cade in front of you, too.
Hey, Cade, how you doing?
All bright and shiny.
Yes.
Okay, there he goes.
Actually, is that the new Kinos armor he's wearing?
I don't know. I haven't seen any yet.
All right, let me check out the marketplace here. Pardon me.
There's two mounts. There's one that's Kinos Pegasus Protector, and then there's a Freeport Pegasus Protector or something.
Okay, I see a Freeport Guardian Bundle. Let me take a look at that.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Okay, the Guardian Bundle looks just like the Freeport Guards. Looking for the Kinos one. Kinos. There it is. There's the Kinos Protector Pegasus. Looks just like the horses that the guards are on now. And the Keen... I'll try to link that. Let me see here. There we go.
Oh, there's a bundle you can get.
Yep. So there's the Kinos Protector Pegasus. I just linked that in the channel.
That's kind of cool for the Kinos, you know.
And...
it's got the emblem of the sword... Claymore sword on the back, sort of goldish, yep. Not shiny gold, just, you know, like an unpolished gold. It's
now,
nice.
Now, I've got to say, I have seen a lot of armor come and go on the marketplace,
mm-hmm.
Most of which just didn't look right to me, but this actually looks rather nice. That the, especially the helm. The helm looks good. I mean, on a wood elf. I don't know what it looks like on other race.
It's a brush on your head. Come on.
Well,
it's a Roman
much.
Style. It's a Roman style.
Well, it's a medieval style, a Gothic style armor. But yes, the fan on the top is Romanesque.
Romanesque. Oh, okay. I gotta check out the Freeport bundle.
And the Freeport bundle looks just like their guards. City guards.
Yep.
So let me see here. What else was new in the marketplace? Market.
Well, the Freeport horse is okay. I prefer the purple one still. I gotta get that one. This is okay. Now, if you look up at me, do you see the purple glow?
Yes.
Not the lightning. That's coming from the bow. I could put that away. But
yes, I see it.
I got a purple glow and little black puffs of clouds.
Yes, I see
that. That comes from my
thing.
Race ring.
Oh, I wonder what the Wood Elf one looks like. It's probably green.
I don't know, but I think it's green.
Yeah,
I mean,
probably.
Sam has some pictures of them, and they're kind of hard to tell
what check this out.
They all are. Some of them, they didn't get a very good shot of them. Hang on, let me get to that real fast. They've got a pictorial to the auras. They call them racial auras.
Racial aura.
Right. Aura.
Let me look that up.
Like, okay. Back in Freeport. The Arisai have, like, these skulls that dance around them. The barbarians show them drinking a mug of ale. And the Tadar, or the Dark Elves, have this purple glow.
Yeah, I'm seeing that. You can go to...
Iridites. I said it right for once. Iridites?
Yes, you said
have
it right.
A book that floats in front of them.
The Freeblood have... Why do Freeblood... Okay, I thought there were leaves... But
they're little skulls.
Yeah, they're green skulls. I thought they were leaves at first. Sorry.
No, they're like the Arisai ones, but the Arisais are red.
Yeah.
But anyway, and then the little fleas that I've seen on the Karen, that's their racial ring. I guess that's the same thing for the ogres too. A little
nice.
Look like little fleas jumping off of them.
Rotongas look like they're decaying or something like that. Well,
yeah.
Well, they're
well,
given God
in
Rotongas.
Yeah. Yeah. And on the Kino side, let's see, the humans get a claymore that floats around them.
Uh-huh.
And the Froglocks have, like, the ring of the golden ring of Mar above their head because they're Mars chosen.
Right.
I can't really tell what the Freebloods of Kinos is. It looks like something red.
Yeah,
I don't
they're
know.
Surrounded by some kind of red runes of some kind, I guess.
The ring of barbarian tendencies on Kino's side, it looks like they have frost feet. That's the only way I can describe
it. Yeah.
But when you look at the Wood Elf, I think it's going to be like the Dark Elf, but in green. So you'd have this green glow about
you. That's what it looks like. kind of a.
I like the halfling one. It's a deck of cards that and dice that dances around them.
Okay, I'm looking at the wood elf one a little closer there. I do have a. Well, there is a green glow, and we're also surrounded by leaves. So that would work for Jethel pretty well. And, yeah, the halflings have a deck of cards floating around them.
Yeah, I like that one. That one's cool.
Dwarves are surrounded by rocks because they want that rock!
Yeah, there isn't one for Freeport dwarves. I would think that you would get the drinking one, but nah. Now, that one for half-elves, I don't understand it. They have a clock in front of them or a compass because they're called the Wanderers.
Let me see. Which one? Oh, it's a compass.
It's a compass because like the half-elves are called the Wanderers over here. On Freeport side, they get something called the Flirt.
Yeah.
Flirtatious or something.
Mm-hmm.
Karens end up having a double stand behind them. I guess that's their ancestor.
Probably Vashir.
Vashir, you know, guardian standing behind them.
But basically, it's yourself, just larger.
Yeah.
But like in a ghost form.
Now, the Ratongas have writing above their heads. I'm not sure what that means.
Yeah.
The High Elves are all sparkly. Oh, boy.
No.
The Gnomish Tinker has cogs floating above their heads.
Uh-huh.
So it may be, you know, maybe more than that. I don't know. But,
Yeah, the Uridites on the good side have runes surrounding them and looks like a golden sparkle above them. The Ring of the Fae looks like they have fireflies.
Does Chromie have one on right now?
I don't think so.
She's got a bunch of fireflies around her.
Yep, she has a bunch of fireflies. She most likely has it.
Yes, she says she gets little green sparkles.
Yep. So I will have to do that quest and check out the Wood Elf ones.
Now, you see the hood that I have on? The black hood?
Yes.
I got that off the station cache with my dungeon marks.
Oh, all right. So, new stuff on the,
Oh, and let me show the charm I got. This is actually a damn good charm, okay. Until I can get something better. Hang on. I got that for 1,000 marks.
Got what?
Nope, hang on, I'm trying. There we go.
Token of the Encompass Reflection. Let me take a look.
Yeah, it only has one spot for anything, you know, for a adornment.
Oh, yeah, that's 152 to strength, agility, and stamina. And
you can't, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's
pretty good. That looks nice. That's, gotta be 92
that will do
for
me.
It,
that was better than what I had, at least until I get something nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
But that's on the station cache. You can get that for, not station cache. Dungeon marks, people. Dungeon
marks.
Okay,
so they're giving us more stuff to get with dungeon marks other than stuff for your dungeon.
There's a lot of nice stuff on there for all levels.
So that'll, you know, encourage people to start going out and doing the dungeons now. So that's awesome.
Now, the hood actually has stats on it. I don't use it as a statish thing. They have this one, and then they had another one that was more ranger-esque. And I've been wanting a black hood for a while like this. I really would like to find a red one, and so I could be a red hood, but, you know, hint, hint. Get us a red hood like the Shroud of Timeless Wonderment, but in red. It's black.
Yeah, Sarest is saying that he can't get the stream to go for more than a few seconds at a time. Sarest, are you
game?
Well, he is in game. Hold on a sec. I have to ask him in game because, well, he can't keep the stream going. So asking him during the show is not going to be a good thing. Let's see, are you streaming via the website or your phone? I know some people were having trouble streaming on their phones. The whole thing I did last week, you know, telling people about the new web design and stuff like that, doesn't work on friggin' iPhone. Because iPhones don't like Java. Or Flash, that is. Bastard iPhones. I say a media player. Well, he says he's using VLC media player, which pretty much plays everything. It's a very good all-purpose media player. I can recommend Winamp. Winamp. Okay, there we go. Okay, so I'm just recommending to him Winamp. I got to talk to Leia at some point and see if this, or even if she knows, if there's any way to possibly get the stream to play under a different format. The format is M3U, which is a playlist format, and a lot of players can't use it. You know what I mean? So I wonder if there's any other format we can possibly broadcast on to make it more compatible. I don't know.
Now, one of the nice things about all the changes going on, you know, well, the revamp, I should say the cleaning up, the, you know.
And, of course, the huge castle. Look at the size of it!
The turret!
You know, I have to ask.
The queen's got big turrets now. Look at that right up there.
Oh, look at the size of her turrets! I have to wonder, and this is not to insult anyone or anything like that, but which one of the designers is compensating for something? Look at the size of it!
So they had to make the castle really big.
I suppose so. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe Antonia got engaged and her new boyfriend, instead of buying a Corvette, wanted a bigger castle. I don't know.
No idea.
Carell is saying they gave Antonia actual clothes instead of, you know, a tank top, pretty much.
We'll find out. She's supposed to come down.
Oh, yeah, that's
stairs.
Right. I'm actually going to go to the stairs.
Yeah,
and
I'll
wait,
go
wait
with
if
you.
I
I've been wanting to see it, but I've been running around doing some of the quests.
Now, what's up with your voice? Let's not start that shit again.
Nothing.
All right, so
I haven't been talking all day. I mean, that's why it is. I'm rusty.
Okay, so I'm waiting down here. I'm going to see if we can catch her during the show, see what she looks like. Of course, I don't know how far down the steps she's coming, but what the hell.
Well, this is a good place to hang. She probably comes all the way down here.
Probably.
Because she's more... This is where... If I remember right, this is how far down she came during her other speeches.
All right.
I might be wrong. It might be this staircase here.
All right. Well, we will wait and find out.
I think it's possibly this one, so I'll come up here and watch.
This is Gentle... Wait a minute. Let me do it.
This is Gentle Silverwing reporting live from the Kino Steps. We are awaiting the appearance of Queen Antonia. One of the guards was heard saying, "Leave me alone, I'm trying to guard the fucking castle." Another guard was noted by saying, "Bugger off, you wanker." So there we go. Okay, Sarah says, now things are working. So I don't know what he did different. So, whoop, Trista's saying she's here. Where?
Somewhere here.
Oh, see her. Do you have to do a quest in order to see her?
Well, there's a quest line just like in Lucan. You finally get to have an audience with him. At least I remember twice. Last one was the longest audience you had with him, and you had it with him alone.
Okay, Trista's saying that she will come to this area right here, right at the, right before
the
last
hell?
Set of stairs. What? What?
There's a hired assassin up there.
A what?
There's a hired assassin up on the bottom turret, at the bottom of the bridge.
Hired assassin?
Yes.
Where?
I got him targeted.
I don't see a hired assassin.
That way, to the east. Look to the east, and then the top, whatever you want to call the thing, he's up there at the top.
I see him! There's a fucking assassin! He keeps going in and out of invisibility. If you, if you're at the top of the stairs, he's coming down is what's happening. It looks like he's coming down, hon.
He's coming? No, he's phasing in and out of there.
Okay, all right. If you're up at the top of the stairs and looking out toward the Claymore, he's on the left turret, or whatever the hell you want to call it. The column there that's holding the bridge up. I can see him. There's a hired assassin!
Now he's gone.
Now he's gone, that jerk.
Well, somebody must have killed him. He must be for a quest.
Yeah, he's probably for a quest of some kind. We will find out in the weeks to come, I guess.
And it looks like they're getting they're giving away free books and a free Stein, compliments of Queen Antonia Bale, at the Knights of the Golden Wheel Guild. Go to 4 Bale Court and visit the spider, wander around inside and say hello to Amarilla.
Amarilla. Okay. So, 4 Bale Court, visit the spider, the Incy Wincy spider, and look for Amarilla, and they will give you a Stein any book.
Free book about the Golden Wheel. The wheel.
Knights of the Golden Wheel.
Yep.
All right. I'll have to see if I can get it.
So, you can learn the history of a guild?
Yay!
So anyway, I was going to say, you know, if all these change with the revamping or the facelift, let's call it the facelift of Kinos, because it really hasn't changed that much. It's just
gotten
spiffier.
If the retexturing is a facelift, is the new castle a boob job?
Yes.
It is the queen's castle, and it, you know.
I would say it's a boob job.
My God, she went to Z Cups.
Apparently.
But yeah, that for people who are now coming to the stairs, the assassin is gone.
Yep, he's gone now. I don't see him up there, but that's where he would appear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
up there where the chain goes up to.
Yeah, got to be part of a quest.
Yeah, because somebody came by and all of a sudden, poof, he was gone.
Yeah.
Which is good. But at least I know where he is now. But I like seeing that the population in Kinos at the moment is extremely high. Everybody's out. You know, they're checking out their focus stuff, and I'll get into that later.
Yeah, there's 92 people currently in the area. So if you're zoning into Kinos, it's going to take a minute.
And there's people in the lower zones I haven't seen in a long time. Like, the cave's got people running around at level doing stuff. There is a public quest that you have to be level 20, so go mentor. Go out the North Kinos gates to the farmland out there. You'll see like a row of farmers in a row. There's a ring event out there. Take friends. For me, if you're mentoring down to 20, you shouldn't have a problem. If you're 20, I would take a lot of friends because the end mob for me was a 2x raid mob. Me and my merc took him down.
All right.
So, but, you know, I got a, I got a discovery.
Discoveries are always cool.
Yeah, I grabbed this because, you know, I thought of you.
Did you?
Well, yeah, because you like katanas.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, well, maybe I'll hang on to this. And there it is. That's my discovery. It's just a katana.
Now, let's take a look at this. Gnollish iron. We can't.
Well, you are
that.
Beating up gnolls that are dug holes into the farmland outside.
That has a gray handle.
Yeah.
All right.
But I'm picking up. Ooh, that's pretty nifty. I'm picking up different house items as I'm going along doing the different quests. That's a cool looking banner.
What banner is that?
All right, I'll link all this, all the stuff I've gotten so far. Hang on. Let me get a bunch of them up. You get a quest when you first come into Kinos to go check out the housing. I would do it. You know, these are kind of cool, guys. I like them. There's a torch I got.
You know what would be really neat?
And I'm having problems linking stuff into the channel.
Of course.
It'd
be neat if we can like walk outside the castle instead of having the zone block, you know, the zone wall right there.
That's pretty cool. That circular thing.
The Lion's Mane circle counter. It's actually more of a semicircle, but it looks nice.
Yeah, and then this is neat. You know, these are the same pennants you see in the city.
Okay, Pennant of the Royal Guard. Oh yeah, that is nice.
And then what's this?
And they move in the breeze.
And this is kind of neat, this next one.
And Trista just linked the Lion's Mane counter and Lion Mane corner counter. I like that, the regular counter. I'm going to get some of those. Those are nice. Picture of Kinos at Dusk. Yeah, that's nice.
There's a Banner of Bale.
Oh, you can now get the Crest of the Lion's Mane. That's the Lion's Mane Inn sign. You know, the lion head. That's nice. Mm-hmm. Kinos Gates with the new gates. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, these are all things you get along the quest line. There's a banner. I got a Kinos Castle picture I haven't even looked at yet.
Now, why is that called a Kinos banner?
I don't know.
It doesn't have the Kinos shield.
It's the Banner of Bale.
All right. If they say so.
There's a picture of the new castle.
Yep. Noel Enchanted Shaman Skull. Valander just discovered that. Huh, that's nice. For a level 20 item, that's really nice.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm having a ball. It's going to take me a while.
Oh, yeah.
I just really, you know, because there's... Some people are saying that... I've heard that... There's somebody I don't know who, but they've linked the cloak. The end cloak. Somebody has done at least that quest line through. All the way to the end. Because if you do the Freeport one, you know, at the very end you get this really nice cloak and all that. Well, there's a very nice cloak at the end of all this one too, I guess.
Nice. All right, so there's lots to discover, lots to do. Like I said, I just got home from work, so I haven't had a chance to do anything, really.
And we're still hanging out at the castle to see if when Queen Antonia will make an appearance.
When she will make an appearance. Oh, no, she slipped and fell down the stairs.
I mean, Lucan does it, so I'm sure she does it.
She slipped and fell down the stairs. Oh, no, QRL has been destroyed by her massive breasts. Today in Kinos, a young Fae was completely squished by Queen Antonia's double Ds. I want to know who Kyle is. Who's Kyle?
Kyle!
That's how I'm going to say him for now.
It's Kyle!
Is your love interest or something?
Who?
Kyle?
I don't know.
Kyle Bale. What is your
son? Kyle Bale. If you remember back in the storyline, this was one thing that we missed, I believe, when Butoculus spread his plague and stuff. He's an outcast to the family. He tried to... take over Kinos. They got rid of him and they killed him, but it looks like the Bloodsavers are trying to bring him back.
Wait. Kyle Bale?
Yes.
That was Kane Bale from EQ1.
Kane?
I'm going to look this up. I'm pretty sure his name is Kane. I'm going to look this up. One sec.
King.
Zam Network, EverQuest 2. So I know there was Antonius.
No.
And had a brother or something like that. That,
Kane. I think it is Kane.
Yeah, Kane Bale. I'm at, alakazam.com on the EverQuest listing. Level 70 in EverQuest 1 as of 2011. Yeah. Not seeing
any
lore on him, but yeah, it was Kane, not Kyle. So is this supposed to be Kane? And they just fucked up the name?
I don't know. All I do know is we're going to find out more about him and the Bloodsavers. Let me see if I can find that Pacific quest. Hang on.
Alright.
Oh, what have I done so far?
I don't know. Okay, let me look up Kyle in the EverQuest 1 stuff here. Kyle. There is a Kyle Rinlin. Who the hell is this? He's in West Karana. Nope, it can't be him.
Well, we do know that the Bloodsavers are doing something nasty.
Damn you, Bloodsaver bastards!
Kane Bale's remains. Yeah, the Bloodsavers ended up getting the mummified Kalis K- coloscopic jars, canoscopic.
Okay.
And they were doing stuff with them.
Okay, well, Kyle and Tilius Bale, until now apparently, resided in the Sectum of the Scaleborn in EQ2.
Well, it's not Kyle, it's Kane, the one that's causing problems.
So it's not
or
Kyle.
Or it's trying to cause problems. There's a lot of intrigue going on. Just because it's Kenos doesn't mean it's all sunshine and roses, guys.
Good. Glad.
I mean, okay, like... Starcrest has undead, alright?
Yeah.
The Babelshar is being taken over by the Void guys. There's Void portals all over the place in there.
Oh, lovely.
It's not hate. It's like it's a war fever, a rage that's going on over in Greystone Yard.
A what?
Like a war rage, a rage. Maybe it's Rayozek, possibly. Everybody over there's fighting each other, and they're furious at each other. And when you go in there, you end up getting rage, rampage cast on you.
Blood
you grow,
bust.
You know. So I kind of thought it was interrupt because I thought everybody was hating each other. No, it's, I think it has something to do with, Rayozek.
Okay, well, Lyris Lera says that she knows why there's fighting in Greystone, but it's the first day. Let's not spoil too many things here. Now, wait a minute. Lyra looks like she's using the Barbarian Ring, but we all know that she's actually a Dark Elf.
She went and changed her race.
Just to get the ring.
She's got all the rings from Freeport. Now she's going to get all the ones from Kenos.
Nice. Now, wait a minute. Does it work on an illusion?
No.
You know how much those friggin' race potions cost?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Changed her race so many times. I know I saw her as a fae one day.
Lyra, give me $100, will ya? Holy crap.
Oh well, yeah. Well, if she does it when the station cash is on sale, you know, and double and stuff.
Yeah.
And then if she does it on half price day, buys a bunch of them.
True, true.
You know.
Alright.
Two for one. And she got herself a nice little nifty title from doing it too.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Alright.
I mean, I would even think about doing it. There's some of the racial rings that I thought was kinda cool. Like I really think Dufu should have the one for the barbarian so he can sit down and drink.
Yeah, but does it work as a dwarf?
If she's using it and she's not a barbarian at the moment...
She is a barbarian.
She is right now?
Yes.
Well, let me link my ring and we'll see if there's a restriction on it.
All right.
No, there isn't.
Okay, Kirel says it does work as a dwarf, but apparently you need to be a dwarf to get it? Still waiting for you to link that.
I'm working on it. It takes me 2 attempts to link something in the friggin' channel anymore.
There we go. Nope, no restrictions. I guess you just have to change your race in order to do the quest. Huh. Alright. That'd be kind of an expensive way to get all the rings.
I think it's fun. I think it's something to do.
Well,
and we always need lots of stuff to do.
Well, you are more than welcome to spend all that kind of money, hon. Although I am for the station cash, and I have used
well,
it quite a bit.
Well, in order to get Dufu, like if we wanted to get Dufu, we'd have to change him to a barbarian and betray him over to Freeport and back.
Oh, boy. All right, so let's see here. Dun, 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 dun. Race potion is $14.50.
So if you buy it on a half price day, it's $7.
Oh, man. I don't know. I can't see myself spending that kind of money getting all the rings. I mean, no. Lara, if that's your thing, then hey, more power to you. I just can't see myself doing it. All right, so I was looking up the...
Well, you could... It's no trade.
What?
They're no trade, so they're not even heirloom, Trista. I know what Trista was thinking.
Ah.
Yeah, she could probably... Trista could probably get all of them, but they would always be on the character that she got them on.
Right, right. So I was going to go through the today's patch notes and stuff, but there are way too many. It would take us 2 hours just to read them all.
Now, have you done your focusing yet?
I have not. I don't even know what the hell focusing is.
Well, you know how the racial abilities they had at one point, you know, we got them at 20 and 40 and 60 and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to pick, like, between agility and health and stuff, or if you, or,
Your character development window.
Yeah. And you could pick that or pick the ones that were give you resist to disease and stuff. Okay, that's been taken away.
Well, it's not been taken away.
All the focuses that were on your gear, such as, you know, adding 5% to focus aim and stuff like that, has been taken away and replaced with.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
Hang on.
There are now new focus effects.
Yeah, let me get down here to focus effects. There is 15 new focus effects.
Yeah, I see that.
And at level 92, I have 10 to pick. I've got 10 that I picked.
Okay.
Out of the 15. Now, some people I've talked to, once they've refocused themselves and stuff, they've lost a little bit of hit points. They've lost a little bit here, gained a little bit there. I'm actually surprised. I gained all over the place.
Nice.
Buku amounts.
Kalmara is saying that his hit points went up 3,000 points thanks to the new focus effects.
Nice. Let me get my spreadsheet up that I did today. Because I had left a copy of my character sheet up at EQ Wire. And as long as I didn't refresh the page and I didn't log in, I would have it. So I wrote them all down.
Oh, honey, are you still at the castle steps?
Yeah, I'm still sitting out here.
Check out Forest Arrow. He's got one of those compasses that you were wondering about.
I'm sitting up here. I can see him down there.
Okay.
He's got it in front of him. Yeah, that's cool.
No, it would be really neat if it actually worked, but it doesn't. I can see it's spinning.
Yeah, but, it's just...
But that would be so neat if that compass actually worked.
Like the other one?
Yeah, that would rock. Maybe a thought for another update, guys? Mm-hmm.
Now, my hit points went up by 9,351.
Nice. I have been asked to mention the chat channel again. The chat channel is OGR on the Antonia Bale server. That stands for Online Gaming Radio.
And my power went up 10,000 points.
Nice.
In combat regen for power and health went up 400 some points. My strength went 350 more. Agility went up 612. My stamina went up 661. I actually increased a little bit in intelligence and wisdom, so I'm not as dumb as a rock. Close, but not. Now, all my resists for elemental, noxious, and such went up 1,666.
Mm-hmm.
I lost 660 mitigation, but my avoidance went up over 2,000 points.
Oh, there you go then.
So, when they do hit me, it's really going to hurt if they can hit me.
If they can hit you is the thing, right.
Right. Now, the rest of it sort of stayed okay. It looks like my weapon's got a boost to damage. It looks like the difference between the maximum hit points that one of my weapons has is like 300. So they do like 300 plus more damage.
Cool.
So mine's a win-win situation. I am stronger and have more hit points and stuff like that, and it's pretty cool. So, yeah, you need to sit down and really read what each one of them is before you pick it. I wrote down what sort of focuses I had before the change. I know what my character attributes were before the change. I had basically 3 in agility and 2 in stamina. It was like agility, stamina, agility, stamina, agility. And then the rest of it I dumped into health. Just all health to get it up.
Alright.
So the focuses, I just picked what I had already that was on my gear before, which was bonuses to stream of arrow, focus, aim, triple shot, explosive arrow, primal reflexes, and hunter's instinct. And then for the last few, I read really carefully and I tried to pick the best one for my playing style. So we shall see.
Yep.
So far, it looks like I'm doing okay.
Yeah, I'll have to take a look at them and decide what's going to be right for me.
Ballander was up here flirting with me.
Yeah, I saw that.
Moonmist wants to know why there isn't any free Antonia Bale statues like the Lucan ones that we got. Well, we got those long time ago.
Did we?
Yes.
I don't have one.
If you started as a free Portian, you got a free Antonia Bale statue at that time.
Huh.
Back when they had the little island.
Well, why don't we have
that
now?
Anymore. What?
We want Antonia Bale statues.
And back in when they had the newbie island where everybody started out on, you got a Lucan statue. Then after a period of time, they quit doing that. They quit giving them out in your newbie pack.
Ah.
I don't know why.
Alrighty. So, been here for over a half hour and still no Antonia Bale showing up. Maybe it's every hour or so and we just missed her or something. I don't know.
Well, I'll sit here. I don't have to run around. I just, you know, I've just got weird quests to go run around.
You know, I'm looking at this Queen Antonia Bale statue that Lara just linked there, and I'm not even going to say what it looks like to me. It's...
Don't you have one? You probably sold the damn thing.
Probably, to make room in my bank.
Her little fingers work.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, there's different... I don't remember if you click it or what, but they will actually move and talk to you or something.
But the statue itself, it looks like she's taking a shower. Her eyes are closed. She has her hands up. It looks like she's taking a shower.
Okay.
Or a facial.
What? Let's not go there.
Did I say that? I didn't mean to say that.
You're evil.
I'm evil.
You're expecting... You think that somebody's going to give her a pearl necklace?
Probably.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Kyle! Sorry, that's kind of an inside joke. There's a guitar shop down the road from our work that Death Metal Nick and Derek frequent, and one of the guys behind the counter, his name is Kyle. It's owned by a guy named Tommy. It's like Tommy's like, Kyle, get the guitar. Oh man, I'm doing so. Hey, whose name's on the sign? Does it say Kyle's Guitars?
God.
Tommy! Now, I've heard the guy. He sounds nothing like that, but Death Metal Nick and Derek always says, Kyle!
Kyle!
Yeah. It's funny.
Too funny.
Oh, man. So, wow, everyone's gathering around the bridge.
Well, we're all waiting for Antonia. She's got to come out sometime.
That's right, you crazy broad. come out of the castle!
Well, I was waiting for the service to come up because it didn't come up on time, but they did come up within a couple hours.
When do they ever come on time during a major patch?
Well, 2 hours late is okay. Anyway, I listened to the podcast, the webcast that they did.
Yeah.
The SOE did.
Yes.
And I like one of the things they were pointing out is the difference between Freeport and Kinos is that in Kinos, you know, you can disagree with the queen openly. You may not like what she does, and you can disagree with her openly. In Freeport, you can't. At least not to Lucan's face.
Oh, I found that out when I was doing a performance at the Soulfire. I started singing my song, The History of Norath. And it goes into the fact that Lucan stole the Soulfire. Stole it and, you know, was basically a criminal and shit like that. I damn near caused a riot.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Forget I'm singing this in Freeport, surrounded by Freeportians. Okay. Yeah, I've been forbidden from doing that song there again.
But, during the course of the quest, you find out that there's some distinction between, you know, what people feel about the queen. Because, you know, she jumped into this combined alignment with Lucan and other cities to go help out in the wizard lands, which took a lot of the guard. I mean, the home guard is all that's left in the city. And now all the little towns like, you know, Willowwood and Starcrest there's all sorts of stuff breaking loose in the little ones in the little hamlets around, and there isn't the guard is spread too thin to do anything about it. So a lot of people aren't happy about that.
Yeah, we don't know about policing the world and having nothing at home, right?
Yeah.
We know nothing about that.
No, nothing.
I still say the world would take a collective shit if the U.S. called its troops back from everywhere. There would be some panic in the street. Alright. Come on, Antonio!
Oh, Saya is closed as Nettleville was destroyed.
Oh!
Nettleville is still there. I was just in there, but I forgot what's wrong over there.
Well, I'm going to go take a look into Nettleville. You tell me if Antonia shows up.
I will.
Let's check out this bell. Where does it go now? Whoop, that's the world bell.
You cannot go into the towns. You have to go to the doors and use them. Nettleville is off of South Kinos.
Okay. So the only things that are left are the combat zones, really. All the suburbs are off the map. So you have the Forest Ruins, Oak Mist, Eldar, the Bog, the Caves, and then Harbor South and North Kinos.
Yep.
Okay, so it's off of South Kinos, so I'll go to South Kinos.
Okay, Nettleville's the one that's got the problem with rogue freebloods, and the Circle of Ten have been setting traps in there, but the problem is they're also, hurting the normal freebloods. The good ones. So they're being terrorized over there.
Doing bad things with you.
Yeah, and they've got a bunch of them in jail over there, too.
Oh.
So you gotta ask, why are the Freebloods going crazy? And why is Starcrest community, Greystone Yard have all these people beating the crap out of each other?
You know, all you have to do is watch True Blood to understand what's going on.
I don't even know what's going on in Willowwood. I heard something about the undead have taken over at Willowwood.
Oh, boy.
But I know there's undead in Starcrest. So I don't know. I haven't been to Castleview yet. I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, I was taking a video last night of the suburbs. Because they were all going to disappear. I wanted to get video so we can do a little montage later. A little video montage. And, you know what I noticed about Castleview? You can't see the fucking castle in Castleview.
They're saying the Knolls have taken over Willowood and burned it. Uh-oh. I haven't been able to get into Willowood, so I can't verify that or not.
Okay, I cannot go into Nettleville.
You have to probably be on the quest line to be able to go in. After you get the quest, then you can go in.
Yeah, someone just went in. But, yeah, I'll have to find whoever does the quest. I'm sure Alakazams has all your information for your quest lines and stuff like that. Go to eq2.zam.com.
They have a wonderful listing of all the quest lines. There's quest lines, that would span from level 20 all the way up. There is racial quest lines. Uh-huh. There is class quest lines. And then there's a few others tossed in. Right now I've got 3 going.
Okay, well,
I'm not sure where they are in the steps. I'm not paying attention to it. I do like the fact that when I was finishing up one and I'm supposed to go back and talk to the guy, I walk out of the building and I see another feather. So
wait,
I go talk to them.
I see something here. Something what? I've been demanding for years.
What?
There are children in Kinos.
Yes, there is. There's actually little kids.
And they're
looks
not...
Looks like they imported them from the Isle of Mar, but they're little kids.
No, this is not an Asian kid. This is a little red-headed boy with freckles. You see here, Bartholomew Benson. His name is Bart. Oh my God, his name is Bart. He's got yellow hair and it's spiky.
Oh no!
Come on, guys, really?
Is his last name Simpson?
No, it's Benson.
Benson.
They probably couldn't do Simpson. Yeah. Bartholomew Benson. I am going to do a slash share. Okay, let me just post this to Facebook. Okay, folks. Here's the first child character. Oop, I forgot how to spell character for a minute there. Character.
There's some more.
Oh, I'm listen to me, will you?
Yeah.
That I've seen since the update. He's blonde. I thought it was red at first, but it's blonde. He's blonde. His hair is spiky. And his belch. No, name is Bartholomew. A.K.A. Bart.
They're saying that Bart's good because he insults Nathan.
Good!
He's still a creepy little adult.
Why didn't they change him?
Well, because he's just a little creepy. I don't know.
Maybe it's going to come out that he's really a midget. That's it.
Nice, hon.
That's it.
Maybe he's special.
Maybe he goes around going, Kyle! I have found the Melee's Exchange. Yes, by the way, all your discoveries have been reset in the city of Kinos.
So you're discovering everything all over again.
Yep.
So if you guys are trying to get more AAs, run around Kinos. Mm-hmm. You'll get some more.
Yep. Not seeing a whole lot. I mean, yes, they've been retextured, or I should say the textures have been cleaned up and brightened a little bit, but for the most part, the city looks pretty much the same.
Well, all the buildings are in the same places and stuff, but I do like the new castle texture. I mean, I'm sitting up here.
Well, yeah, the castle and
the
city
stairs,
walls.
And I can see the textures around me, and I like them.
Well, yeah, the castle and the city walls have been completely redone. I'm talking about the common houses and stuff like that. And there is someone going around killing the new guards.
Yeah, I saw that, too. I found a pile of them, a trail.
Uh-huh.
I don't know who's doing it, but...
I don't know. There's a...
We don't have that many guards in the city right now.
I think all the guards should have been... Well, no, I can't say that. I was just about to say all the guards should be, like, level 92 now and stuff. But, they did that at first in Freeport, and then they scaled them back because no one could visit the fucking city. Know what I mean?
I think they should bring back the fact that if you attack in the other city, you become PvP. Anybody can take a shot at you then. But...
What do you mean bring that back? That was never a feature.
I guess I'm thinking of WoW.
Yeah, in World of Warcraft, it's like that.
Are you sure?
pretty sure. I see some more kids. They were being entertained by a jester. There is a jester out here. It's right down the hill from the Tier 2 Guild Hall, in between the Guild Hall and the horses and the stables.
Follow Aurelis Lane down to the other end from where you're at. Go up to the Guild Tier 2 Hall, and then go down Aurelis Lane all the way to the end. All
right, let me check this out.
So you get down there to the 5-room houses.
Uh-huh.
And then there's that grassy area. Remember where we filmed the monk song one? Was Anadai, and she was kicking the crap out of Delmon?
Yep.
That spot where I filmed that, there's two little kids now.
Okay, let me check that out here.
They're just little kids. They don't have really names. They're just little kids.
A local child. Come on, couldn't you at least think of some names? A local child. That should be a contest. People from SOE... We need contests to name these kids.
Name the kids of Freeport.
Name the children of Kinos. That's what I say. Don't just leave them a local child. Give them names, even if they're not part of a quest or something like that. This young tyke here could be Matt. And the girl could be Liz.
Liz is not much of a Kinos name.
Well, neither is Matt.
Matthew.
Yeah. I like his little outfit, though. Got a vest and a nice little tunic going on.
Oh, and speaking of outfits, when I'm doing the scout line, you got to go up in the elder tree.
Mm-hmm.
I love going up that lift, and I love the view looking over at the waterfall. But anyway, when you go up there and you talk to the guy that progresses you on the ranger,
yeah.
I like his outfit.
Okay, we'll have to check that out.
He doesn't have a little flap in the front. And it's cool.
Does
it's nice, and I'm hoping that maybe that's a preview
of
what's to come.
Does he have a bulge?
I didn't look that close.
Yeah,
and who
sure
was I
didn't.
With the other
yeah,
night? Maxie.
Yeah.
Maxie in her dirge, and she's got on the it's that flamboyant outfit. Anyway, she's if you look really close at her, she's either got balls or a really huge camel toe going.
Where was this? Who?
Maxie.
Maxie where?
It's one of the people I run with in Open Raiding Alliance.
Oh, okay. I thought
the outfit she has on. Yeah, she, Raven Star's all. Maisie. Yeah, she was telling me, and I looked and went, yeah, it could be balls or a camel toe. It was funny.
All right. I'm heading over to Eldar to see what you're talking about there.
She's got Maisie in the David Bowie outfit.
Ah, yeah, well, okay.
Yeah, and this is on a girl Rotonga. So there's like a little poof down
all
there.
All right, then. No, I'm glad that they put in the child characters. I've been saying that for years.
We need real kids.
Well, it's just weird shrinking down the full adult NPCs and just saying they're kids. It's weird. And they should have updated Nathan Ironforge, is what I'm saying. Yay,
leave him alone.
Nathan Ironforge needs to be booted into the harbor.
Yeah, and later on in the show, we're going to have another member of the Open Raiding Alliance on.
All right.
I'm checking, see if he's done raiding yet. He's going to come on, and we're going to talk to him. He's got an army of alts that are incredible.
All righty.
Absolutely incredible.
Okay, well, why don't we go ahead and take a music break while you talk to him.
Okay.
And we'll be back in about 10 minutes or so, and we're going to start with... I did a remake of Rolled That Way. It's a country version. I think I have a better voice for country anyway.
So, I still like the rock version, but your country version is good. It's just I heard the other one first, but it's what we did the movie to.
Well, with the country version, at least it's within my range, and I'm not straining, you know?
Yeah.
Jack Soul is saying that they did update Molly Dayson. Where is Molly from?
Isn't she the one with the kitty? You'll find her in Elder Grove.
Oh, she's in Eldar Grove now?
I think so. That's the one with the kitty?
She was in Greystone.
If you go into Elder Grove from North Kinos and you hang a right along the wall, you keep going. She's down there somewhere.
Okay, I'm in Eldar now. Whoop, I got a new quest. Winds of Change.
Yeah, that's the one I think you got to go and check out housing.
Okay. So if I've accepted that. Okay, so we're going to take a music break. So I've done a country version of Rolled This Way, and here we go.
My player rolled me in 2001, for good or bad, oh, I bear the scars. I looked so good with my chainmail on, while putting gold in my XP bar. Folks groaned when I joined their group, all they saw was a penalty. Oh, and I showed them with my sword and bow, now they all fight over me.
Returned. All right. Well, before we go any further, we have some birthdays to announce. Let me get my list out here. Da, 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 da. Birthdays. She's not on the Antonyville server currently, I don't think. But Carrie Compton. Not her character name, but Carrie Compton. Birthday this week. And Autumn Roselake. Birthday this week. And you had one as well.
My guild leader. And you got to hear what I did.
Okay, well, tell us what you did.
he's going to kill me. He's already said he's going to kill me. So anyway, I reminded everybody that came into the guild hall, oh, it's Eric or Arduin's birthday. So then I took it a step further. I went to every frigging channel I know, like the auction channel. I wanted to buy birthday wishes for Arak or Arduin. And I even took it to level channel. You know, so he's getting all these tells and stuff. And and then I petitioned it.
Nice.
So a guide showed up in the middle of whatever he was doing with a bunch of people and went, oh, I heard somebody has a birthday here. So what I'm asking everybody to do in channel, he's offline right now, so we can stuff his mailbox. I'm going to list his names in channel, or anybody that listens to the podcast and you want to wish Arduin a birthday. He goes by A-R-O-K, that's one of his alts, or Arduin, A-R-D-W-E-N. Just drop a line, say, happy birthday, dude, make his day, and he'll want to slaughter me later. It's so funny.
Nice.
I'm just laughing so hard, I shut the computer down, basically.
Oh, for anyone still in Kinos, they may be restarting
the citizens are gathering in front of the Kinos gates again.
Yeah, so
we got booted.
Yeah.
It just went to hell in a handbasket.
All right. So, yeah, go ahead and spam the shit out of Arak or Arduin.
Yeah, I think that's why he went to bed early, because he knew I was going to do it, and I hadn't done it yet, so he was getting out while I was good.
Okay, so for you fine birthday people.
Oh, I forgot. I also went up to Sky Shrine and did an OOC up there, the most populated place in the world right now, and asked up there, so he got bombarded.
Nice. Hey, hon, look, your guild tag just went away.
I blame Red. It's all her fault.
Uh-huh.
She said I made her proud, and she loved it.
Nice. Okay, and for you fine people, here come the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you!
Happy birthday to you guys, and congratulations on living another year. We do have a couple of deaths to announce.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. We do have a couple of deaths to announce. Once again, let me get my notes up here. Okay. Sally Ride, the first woman in space, died this week.
Wow.
Yeah. The first woman in space. And of course, you know, perhaps some of you didn't hear it today. Let me just play this here.
Well, we're moving on up. To the east side. To a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Sherman Helmsley, best known for his character George Jefferson, from both All in the Family and, for God's sake, The Jeffersons, died this afternoon. You'll see, he was also in sitcom Amen, where he played a wisecracking preacher. So he is gone as well. Who did we have last week? It was Ernest Borgnine?
Yeah.
Passed away?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I have somebody to introduce.
You have somebody to introduce. All right.
Yes.
Why, sure.
I'd like to introduce to all of you guys out there Hulk, or Hulk Split, or Hulk Mirror. He's on his Hulk Split right now. He's one of the people that I raid with in the Open Raiding Alliance. He helps us with tactics and rearranging us so we're all in the right group to help each other, and just a fantastic player. So, Hulk, can you say hi?
Good evening, everyone.
In case you haven't noticed, he's from the UK!
No, he's English. He's an Englishman.
Bloody right? English is what he is.
He's English. I've already been tutored by G-Jax about that. They're not British. They're English.
Frightfully English as well.
So, Hulk, I know you go by Hulk Split and Hulk Mirror. How many different characters do you have now?
I have 29 altogether.
Oh my god. Are they all level 92?
No, I have 7 level 92s, 1 level 90, the rest are low levels.
Okay.
Wow.
Out of the high-end ones, which ones do you have? I mean, I know you do Hulk Split, which is your...
Hulk Split, my illusionist. Main illusionist. Hulksmere is my second illusionist.
You have two illusionists? One illusionist wasn't good enough. We had to do two. Wow.
Wait. Wow. Does he have two illusionists? Or do we just think he does? He's making us think he does, is what it is.
He's making us think he's got two. Yeah, I don't know.
He's casting an illusion, becoming a completely different race. You know, oh no, I'm not the same person.
I didn't think of that one. That's a good idea.
Of course it is.
What else do you have?
I have Hulken, which is my berserker.
Which one? Older.
Berserker. Hulken.
Hulken. Have I met him yet?
Yeah, he's my original main.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Then I got my monk, which is Hulk's power. I've also got Hulk's ranger, which is, of course, my ranger. Hulk's mystic, which is my mystic. I've got Hulkens, which is my warden. And many more.
Are you going to run... Are they all named Hulk something?
90% of them. There's a couple which is not Hulk.
So, is there a running... is there a reason or just there... So people know it's you?
It's easier for people to know it's me.
Ah, okay. I know, you've got a lot of them.
That's a lot of Hulks.
So which one do you feel is your main right now? Is it Hulk Split?
Yeah, it'd be Hulk Split. It's my main now.
Okay. And... What? How did you start playing EverQuest? Where did you start in EverQuest 1 or EverQuest 2?
I started playing EverQuest 2 on the 22nd of June 2006 at 07:45 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Wait, but before we go any further, I wanted to do this earlier, but I completely missed the mark. Since we have a whole bunch of Hulks on here, here's some Hulk music.
What?
That is completely the wrong music. What did I download? God. Just a second.
Did you check this shit before you play it?
Let's see. Da-da-da-da-da. Hulkman. Ending number 2. I didn't know there was an ending number 2. Hold on a second. God. Can't have that.
Figure out which buttons.
Boy, I'm telling you, and whoever got this list of theme songs together sucks.
I thought you were supposed to listen to this stuff before you did.
No, I'm doing it right now.
Holy crap, and you get on my case for that crap. You do.
Oh, there it is.
You can't do that.
Here it is. Fine, let's try that. God. This site sucks. Incredible Hulk, 1966. Let me try this one. I'm starting to give up here.
And it's Hulk, Banner. Not Hulk.
What the hell was that? It's Doc Banner. What the fuck was that about?
I don't know, hon. Do you want to go play with yourself while we talk?
Oh, there we go.
Get
Guess not. Oh my god, really? Okay, forget it. The joke's been ruined.
Oh well, you tried though, that's the main thing.
I tried, I tried.
I need theme music.
See, anyway. This is why I wanted to do it before the show.
Well, you had time.
Anyway, okay. Moving on.
Have you played any other games besides EverQuest?
I've played Aeon, but that's when the servers went down due to technical issues with Sony. That's about it, really. I've been playing since...
How did you find EverQuest?
Well, it's my real-life friend. He's called Kohath. He used to be on the server. He's one of the local lads where I live, and his computer was broken and he had raid that night, so I had to go around his place and fix it. And then he showed me EverQuest 2, back in Desert of Flames. And I liked it. Let me make a character, see if I liked it. I played with it for about an hour. Next day I went down to a shop and bought myself a copy of Kingdom of Sky as it just came out. Then, you know, pull it in and start playing from there.
A lot of people got pulled in by their friends. Urson.
Yep.
and Jessel can blame Nightwing or Nafissa.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always somebody you know that brings you in. But what keeps you playing?
My friends I've made over the years. I'll probably upset a few people as well, but yeah, mainly for my friends on here and raiding.
I was gonna say, what would you consider yourself? I mean, a casual player, hardcore player? Casual raider.
He's got what?
Hardcore player.
What do you got? 29 alts, something like that.
Yeah.
I would have 29 to say, alts. I would have to say hardcore. That is not casual playing.
To me, it's casual.
Hmm.
I say medium in between casual and hardcore. I mean, play 12 hours a day.
You
know, just
one
account.
Ah. Now that's getting into something when you two box. I did that on EverQuest. I have never did it in EverQuest 2, but I've done it in EverQuest. That's really interesting.
Yeah, when I first met you, you were two boxing.
Yeah, I was dragging by a shaman behind me, sort of like a merc, to heal my little butt when I got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked the shaman buffs, so yeah. It was a friend of mine that quit playing. They gave me their tune. It was like, okay. So I set the other computer up just enough so I could drag Rin behind me. Yeah, a lot of people did that. That's how we kited Storms and the Frogs.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you get started with Aura?
Well, that's not good. Well, I was just playing around in that and just helping out in different raids in that and different alliances. And I known Salamini, where? Ota. And Azaldi for a very long time. And they introduced me to it mainly.
Now, is that the
asking
only...
if...
Oh, go ahead.
Well, them and a few of the other people asked me if I could help them out in their raids and that. Set them up and that, and that's how I get started.
I know you're a big help to Aura. We get lost sometimes without you there. It's like, where's Hulk? Well, we need Hulk. Because I know you're just a whiz at shuffling people around and making sure that the different classes that play off each other better and during raids are with each other. You have learned tactics of areas, what to do. I mean, you're just great.
I just do my best. I look at the strong characters and the weak characters, and I mix them up so the strong and the weak are together. So you get all the weak characters together, and then you call yourself a bit of a disaster. So I try and mix and match so it actually works out for the whole raid force itself.
Now, I know you raid more. You raid with Aura, and you raid with Raven Mystic, I believe.
Mythical Alliance.
Yes. Mystical Alliance. Is there any others that you raid with?
At the moment, no. But I used to raid with about 12, 13 different raid alliances.
Wow. Have you seen the a decrease in raids lacking players due to the summertime across the board?
Yes, it's right across the board, from hardcore raiders right through to casual raiding forces. Because of summer vacations, a lot of people are away. It makes it a little bit harder.
Yeah. What would... if you had to describe the difference between one raiding group and then, like Aura, what would you... How would you explain Aura to people?
Well, describe Aura as basically a fun raiding alliance, where we all can bunch together for casual. We have a bit of fun at the same time, friendly.
It's more relaxed.
It is very relaxed, and sometimes things get a bit hairy, but that's the nature of raiding. It happens. People shouldn't take it to heart if they do. Well, raiding's not really for them. You know, it's... you know, sometimes we have to implement a PG-13 rule, and that's because we have a very young person who actually comes to raid with us.
That's Blood...
That's Blood Stealth. Yes.
Yeah. And Sully is always paying him lots of money.
I think there's a... I think not just Salami, but I think there's a few other people who actually...
We tease him.
Pay him a lot of money. I think he's one of the richest kids on the... in the game.
I think so.
Just by raiding.
He's a damn good raider, though. I would have to pay him 10 plat for that damn dude.
But if people want to, you know, if people listening and they want to join, or just go to ORA Raiders, which is Open Raiding Alliance, raiders.guildlaunch.com.
I think I've got the link for that. If not, I'll pull it up again.
We have actually linked that at kithcore.org.
Yeah, so if nothing else, go to kithcore.org and you will find the link to ORA. If you were going to give people, you know, advice on, you know, let's say they've never raided before, what were some tips would you give them? I mean, what are some of the important things to do when you're raiding in any group?
Any raid, doesn't matter if it's a low raid or even high raid, is to have a look at your gear and get it adorned. Adornments are extremely important because it helps, it buffs you up. It's like a secondary buff. It supports you, makes you stronger so you can take the AEs, and makes you a lot of stronger character so you can survivability mainly. That's what you got to look out for in any raids. It doesn't matter if it's just a small casual raid or hardcore, it's your gear, and the secondary part from your gear is your, basically, is your stuff mastered or expert? If it's not expert or mastered, get them done, because that'll help you as well with your DPS, heals, wards, buffs, debuffs, the aggros, the lot.
Those are key factors. Would you say also... listening, following instructions, knowing your class?
Oh, yes. That's extremely important. Listen to your raid officers. Your raid leader, strategist officer, first one, off tank. People like that. Listen to the main ones first.
I would guess I would call you our strategist officer. How's that, if you had to have a title?
He is awesomeness Maximus.
But yes, you need to be able to listen and follow directions. It's very important. If you make a mistake, that's easy done.
Oh, like what I did the other night? God.
But if you can't make the same mistake, then you're not listening. And if you can't listen, then you're not ready for raiding, or raiding's not for you.
Well, see, that's why I can never raid. I haven't listened to a thing you guys have been saying.
No, I was targeted through her tank, and I was trying to reply to a tell, and I hit the wrong key combination. I see this arrow go bing, right after the mob, and I'm going, oh crap. I have not done something like that in a long time, and everybody's looking around going, what is she doing oh crap for? And all of a sudden, boom, 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 boom. It's like,
Oh. Was that what I was hearing when I was waiting for dinner to get done? Sorry, guys, that was me. Sorry.
Yes. Oh, I wanted to crawl under the nearest table. Oh, my God, that was terrible. I have not done that in, like, eons.
But following directions is very important. Staying behind the main tank. Usually main tanks either got skull, X, or shield over their heads, which is a tag. Always stay behind them. If you're not sure, always ask. It's nothing to be ashamed of to ask questions about anything if you're not sure about.
It's better to ask questions about a tactical setup, what exactly you're supposed to do, instead of sitting there going, I think I know what I'm supposed to do. Just ask. Speak up. You know.
Exactly. Speak up. Don't be ashamed. In any rate, as you know, even with Mythical Alliance people, you know, if you're not too sure on something, speak up. It happens with any raid guilds, raid alliance, or anything like that, hardcore to casual. If you don't ask questions, you can't learn. If you're not going to learn, you can easily be removed from raid force. ROA is a lot more tolerant, but there's the remaining guilds. If you really are going into hardcore, listen, watch, follow, and ask questions.
As most of the guilds, or not guilds, but most of the raiding forces using Vent or Ventrilo compared to TeamSpeak anymore?
I think TeamSpeak is dead, really, but yeah, it's mainly Ventrilo.
So if you're going to go raiding anywhere with anybody, get a, it's free. Just go and look up Ventrilo and download it. And it's Ventrilo. And get it installed. And if you are going to come with the Open Raiding Alliance and you're having problems, would you be willing to help people who are having problems getting their vent set up?
Oh, yes. Anytime. Getting their vent set up, even with their characters itself. I probably even got one off that cat and I can help them out, assist them, and so they can improve themselves so they're ready for raiding. But yes, get Ventrilo downloaded and installed. You don't have to talk, but listen.
Listening is the most important part, because, you know,
that's the key. Listening, yes.
Because it's a lot quicker for them to call out counts than it is to type them. Sometimes you they've got to call off things we got to do, like,
Between
around the pillar now.
The difference between Kingdom of Sky Days and SS raids, there's a lot more to listen to. It's all strategy-based. It's about jousting, it's about curing, it's about debuffing. You got a lot of things to think about. So, AE blocks, death prevents, the whole kit caboodle. So having that just to listen. And it can run even on a simple system as a 486 DX computer system with Windows 3.1.
And a lot of reason the raid groups out there do not use the in-game voice chat is because there's an issue with the dilute windows resetting. So, and Vent is a lot easier to work with too. Outside
well,
of
the problem with yes, and the problem with the in-game raid voice is not just the looting system. It's software within the software, so you're getting what they call a sprogging of the coding. So the coding goes for a walk every so often, and you lose your channels, or it plays up with the in-game system. So it's always best to use Ventrilo for raids. It's more easier. It's, you know, even if you crash, you can turn around and say, "So my system's crashed. I'll be back in a second."
Yeah, I was going to say,
if you're in-game, you can't say it.
No, that's one of the... I like that a lot. If there's a problem, if zoning in or anything else, you can let other people know in the raid that, you know, I'll be there, it's just the game's not working right this second.
Exactly. And the other main key factor about raiding, don't get frustrated if a pull doesn't go right the first 5, 10, 15 times. Just stay at it. And things do change. The strat might change. Positioning might change. We may even move a few people, characters around to make it a lot easier so we can get it killed. But never get frustrated. Just take a deep breath and just continue.
usually, you know, even if I've never been into an encounter before, if, you know, the strategies are explained to me, and I follow exactly what they say, then I usually do pretty good. You know, as far as my portion of the raid goes. Exactly. So if everybody could do just that, you know, our raid would be great. But there's different things that happen too, you know.
Yes.
Unexpected.
Yes, definitely. Server lags, spikes, anything like that can interrupt the raid. But also, alt hopping. So when you want a raider, you know, just say for instance you've got a necro, but you play an assassin, your ranger, your paladin, your shadow knight, but you want to raid your necro, but you don't know your necro that well. And you want to play that class, what you want to raid with, learn that class, inside out, back to front. So you know every single aspect, the strong points, the weak points, where you can improve, what you need to change, everything about that one class. So you know exactly what you're doing.
See, I think that's why I stay on one class. I don't think I could handle any other ones and be good at it. I know I'm good at being a ranger, but that's about it. It just marvels me, amazes me when you guys, some of you guys that have all these alts, you're so good at them. Each and every one of them.
You just learn the class. You don't power level. Never power level your class up, because all your stats will be down. Your hidden stuff, your skills, like your focus, everything will be down. So basically, just level them up normal. Learn that class, learn its abilities. Yes, I know that low levels very hard to get groups these days, but just learn your class and build up over time, and that make you a stronger class than it is to be power leveled.
True. Is there anything else you want to touch on, or is there any questions that you guys have in the channel for Ulk? There's a bit of delay, so after I ask them, I've got to wait a second or so. Is there anything you want to touch on that we haven't?
Well, there's one thing you didn't mention. You mentioned birthdays and the deaths of some people. My condolences to the loss of those people, especially in that female astronaut who suffered cancer for a while and she passed on. And my condolences to her family and that. But we forgot one person's anniversary.
Oh, God, yeah.
Who's that now?
Sully. And
Izzy.
How many years have they been together?
It's 10 years.
Wow. So happy anniversary, guys. Do we still got the anniversary?
Many happy returns?
Oh,
he's gotta dig for it.
Well, I didn't know we were doing an anniversary.
I'd forgotten. They said something yesterday in channel going, well, why are they wishing each other in channel happy anniversary? Wait a minute. Is that the anniversary I think it is?
I don't know. You should have given me more notice on this one. Sorry. I'm looking.
You're looking. So, you have any of your tunes in Kinos?
I have a Hulk Split. All my cats were originally from Kinos, but Hulk Split's in North Kinos now.
You'll have to do all the quest lines. They're pretty cool. Get some nice house items.
Yes, I've done some of them. I've been looking around at the Kinos revamp, and to be truthful, it's slightly disappointing.
It's not as drastic as Freeport, is it?
No, it's not really big revamp as I thought it would be, which is a shame. They just touched up the walls, a little bit of decoration here and there, and
yeah, like we said earlier, like we said earlier, it's more of a facelift.
Yeah, pretty much. That's all it was. It's just a quick brush up.
Yeah, well, it's more of a facelift, and the new giant castle is a fantastic boob job.
Oh, happy anniversary! Happy anniversary!
Oh, by the way.
Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary! We now state emphatically it's happy anniversary. Not another day could be a happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary! Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary! Happy! Happy, 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 happy anniversary!
All right, now
They are happy now?
Yes. Oh, Hulk, you were in the guild. Well, you were in the group with Eric the other night when the GM showed up.
Yes, I was actually.
Oh, give me details. Give me details.
Well, 1 minute we're just killing the mains, and the next, you know, we just killed it, and we had this GM come in and said, "I hear that it's someone's birthday." So
is it a raid force?
No, it's just a group instance, oh, and okay. They were like a little orb in midair, so we had to look up to see them, and then they become a giant. They're huge. But I like to wish, you know, I wish them a happy birthday and all that, and many returns. And then they shrunk themselves down to like a size of a flea, or a little bit bigger than a flea. And,
Oh, that must have made...
Just before they disappeared.
Eric mad, because he prides himself on being a really, really, really tiny little gnome. Little tiny gnome.
Yes. But smaller than him.
He's going to kill
me. So 1 minute they're huge, next minute they're very small.
Did he mutter anything about shooting me?
Oh, he just took it in his stride. He laughed and that.
I know. It's not as bad as when that time I let him call to me. I'm standing on the top of the Tower of Frozen Shadow on one of the little, you know, things out there. And I positioned myself so I knew that when he showed up, he's going to appear in midair. Because I'm at the edge, right? Yeah, for a little gnome, he sure drops like a rock. I'm terrible. I love my guild leader, but I like picking on him. He knows.
But you know, you know, it's fun to mix with different people, you know, in your raids, different types of raids, and how people do it. You know, you can be in hardcore, it's all military strategy. Then you got the hardcore, which is friendly, but it's semi-military, you know, everything's got being positioned correctly and all that. That's for hard mode progressions, and that you have to do things a little bit different.
Well, you got to, in order to be able to get through them, you have to.
Exactly, and then you got the easy casual mode raids, which is a little bit more laid back, and it doesn't really matter, but the only thing matters is that you have fun and you learn. And you're willing to listen and follow directions, which is very important. And, you know, I'm friends with most of people, I think, if not most, all of people in Aura.
You are.
They're good people.
Well, you're good people too.
Not me.
Well, I try to be.
Not me, I suck.
You're good people too. We gotta drag you to something.
I'm a heartless bastard and I'm proud of it.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
This is the guy coming from, you know, bringing me a picture of a kitten that he almost brought home because the thing was sitting in the back mewing at him. The only thing that's heartless because you're showing that, teasing me, that you didn't actually bring home the little kitten. And I think you wanted to. I think if you had the money in your hand right then, you would have done
yes,
that.
Yes, if I had the money to adopt him, I would have brought him home. He was looking at me like, bring me home. I don't want to go back on the cart.
Well, Hulk, that's all I got for you, or questions for you. If you want to stick around and be part of the mayhem, we got about, 10 more minutes?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, no problem.
Ah! Ravenstar says that I have a soft spot. No! I'm a heartless bastard, I tell you. I would have just bought the kitten to put it in the blender.
Oh, bull.
I would have fed it to the dog as a chew toy.
Oh,
heartless
speaking
bastard,
of
I tell you.
Have you seen how he's been reacting to Gus when he comes up and tries to love on him? Gus gets in a lovey mood, and he comes over, and he starts rubbing all over here, and he just withdraws back and kind of throws his head back like, oh my god, the cat's in one of those moods, I don't know what to do, and he freezes.
Well, yeah, well, that's because Mario used to attack him. And he looks so much like Mario.
Well, he's an orange kitty. Yeah.
He's an orange cat, so, you know, Gus gets all lovey-dovey and Harry doesn't know how to handle it.
So, I think it's so cute.
It's like, I'll be going over here now.
And Gus is all,
Meow, you weird cat. And he goes away. Okay. You know, it's hot up. It's really getting hot up here. I think we're going to be done for the night.
Okay. And I'm going to go finish some of my quests.
You do that. I'm probably going to use some questing tomorrow night or something. I got to get out of this room.
Absolutely.
What's the temperature where you are?
It's not really very hot. It's only like in the 60s or something like that. But this room gets very hot because someone didn't open the door today.
I didn't open the door because I didn't want the dog all... The dog sneaks up and gets into our bed.
Well, you could have at least just thrown the comforter on the bed so he wouldn't tear up the new sheets.
Do you know he'll pull that away? He'll get up there and dig that. He'll pull that away so he can lay on the sheet.
And put his head on the pillow.
And no, there are no questions of doom this week. I am actually thinking of a new game that we can play. Let's see what you think of this. It's one that one of our local radio stations plays. It's called... Oh, God, what do they call it? They call it Lying Like a Bitch. Basically, we would make up stories about ourselves. And someone would have to guess which story is a lie. Like, we would do three stories. One of them would be the truth. But you can't have just an outrageous lie. It has to be something that could have happened. You know?
Like me pulling in the other day and actually running over one of the bunnies in the yard?
Well, no. It could have been like, well, I went to school at, you know, University of New Hampshire and got busted for drug possession. And it didn't happen, so, you know.
Neither did the bunny.
And then whoever we have for the contestant would have to, or we could be each other's contestants. I think that might be easier. Then we'd choose a winner. And then we would have to guess which statement is true. You know, it's kind of like...
Disengage.
What's that?
More like a logic guessing game.
Yeah, they used to have a game show. It was called To Tell the Truth. It was basically the same thing. It's not actually used to. National Public Radio, NPR, still has it on Wait, Don't Tell Me. They have guests on and they make up stories. And one of them is telling the truth.
So basically you don't want a politician coming on the show and trying to tell the truth because
it wouldn't
happen. They don't know how to.
Right, they would all be false.
Exactly.
Oh no, there's a guy in front of me called Joseph Smith. I wonder if he's a Mormon. Well, he is a free blood. I don't know. Okay, I think that's it for tonight. I've got to get out of the heat, maybe get some ice cream.
Well, you have a pleasant night and stay safe.
You too, and thank you for coming on the show.
Yes, thank you.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Anytime.
Alrighty, so the Moonlight enchantments are done. Let's see, what is next week? Next Wednesday, the City Festival starts up again. We have a whole bunch of stuff going on in Kinos. I'm sure by the time next week's show comes around, I will have completed the quest line in Kinos.
Oh, Tinkerfest is coming, they say.
Oh, Tinkerfest is coming up? When is that supposed to be, anyway? Yeah, any idea?
I don't know. It's on the test server. Usually it happens in August.
Oh, okay. Well, sometime in August, then. Tinkerfest will be coming. We'll make that announcement as soon as we get an actual date. I'm sure next week sometime SOE will put out a, you know, events coming in this month thing that they always do.
Oh, they're saying that you can get the teleport pads at the city festivals as well.
Good. They heard us then.
Well, there goes the telepad market.
Well, the only time you get those is during live events.
I know, but I was selling some for like 400 plat.
Oh, I see.
Only got to sell one, but or 200 plat. I can't remember.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah, that's true. Unless they really need one and it's in between time and they're desperate.
Yeah. I've got like a dozen of them. I just have them stored. I just have them stored in my houses.
I have them stored in my bank in case I need any.
Alrighty. Well, that's it for this week. I'm sweating like a pig here.
Okay.
Hulk, thank you very much for coming on.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Hulk.
Alright, folks. We'll have this podcast up most likely either tonight or tomorrow. Good night. Enjoy new Kinos. And let's see if the Queen can actually complete her speech without crashing the server next time.
And find out who that Kale guy is. Kyle.
Kyle!
There was a Kyle.
Yes, it is Kyle, yes.
Kyle!
All right. Good night, everyone.
Kyle!
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheesy Nibblebuns!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Jeff. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Gentle Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, two badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkwin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.